Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
You gotta normalize these three-day weekends, I think.
Oh, I did so much yesterday.
Did you?
So much.
Yeah, we need to normalize this. We got quite a bit done as well, and it was just nice to have that extra day to get everything accomplished. How do we make this happen?
I don't know who we have to petition, if there's a letter we need to write to our congressmen or women. I'm down, though. I'm down to get it started.
You down to clown?
I feel so much better today than I usually do on Monday.
A little more refreshed,
relaxed. I don't
know
if y'all feel the same, but I just feel accomplished.
I feel like I have a certain glow to me right now.
Yeah, like I adulted like the best of them this weekend. Like I did so many, I cleaned my floors, like scrubbed.
Oh, stop it. This show just got incredibly sexy right off the bat.
I just feel like if we had an extra day to do stuff, I could do all the fun stuff on the other two days.
You could Cinderella your house?
Yes, and then Monday could be totally dedicated to getting my life in order.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, that's pretty solid, Katie.
It was such a good weekend.
Yeah,
good
pretty one. Solid. Yeah. Josh, tell us about that Star Wars event you were at.
It was one of the sweetest things I've ever experienced. So on Friday night, I dressed up, got in my nice clothes, and took the GF down to Betcher Hall. And we saw a Star Wars symphony with the Colorado Symphony, and it was unreal. Like, the amount of Star Wars fans there, the amount of people that were just there because they like the actual series of movies. One of the coolest things I've ever experienced. Not only right when you walk in are you greeted by stormtroopers, which
All
was
right.
awesome, but you also got the opportunity to take pictures with, like, R2-D2, Boba Fett, and many other characters of the Star Wars galaxy. So we sit down in Betcher Hall, and what they essentially did was you watch the entire movie of Return of the Jedi, but there's no soundtrack to it at all. They played the entire movie from start to finish. I had never seen anything like this. Usually if you go to a symphony or a concert, you know, they play for a little bit, do a nice little, you know, 30-minute intermission, and then come back and play some more. This was the entire soundtrack. So the entire movie that you were watching, every sound thing that you heard other than the actual dialogue was what they were playing. The director directed for 2.5 hours. I was like, I've never
seen
anything like
tired.
That's okay. I was almost distracted by that. Like, for the entire 2.5 hours of the movie, I was distracted by thinking of, this guy's got to be exhausted.
He's got, or he's jacked.
You know what? I couldn't tell he was in Star Wars robes. He was in Jedi clothes. So I was like, okay, first of all,
just the
major props to you. Oh, no, he was doing both arms, Katie. This guy was going at it for 2.5 hours.
Oh, yeah, he's jacked.
It was so funny because at the end of the entire symphony, he has, like, I didn't even notice this, has, like, his bath towel, and he dabbed his whole head and his face. And I was like, this guy's probably drenched in sweat. I didn't even think of that. It was...
Oh, it's been a minute.
It's been a minute since I've been able to play that.
Yeah, that was good.
Well, that's cute. So you went with Princess Pilot?
I did, and we all know I'm a Star Wars nerd, and my birthday is coming up, and so this was the only weekend that they were able to do it, so it was a little bit of an early birthday present, but...
Oh, that was nice of her.
It was so sweet of her. She knows I'm a Star Wars nerd. I had the time of my life. We went out to dinner beforehand.
They both did.
Well,
we
dressed
great.
Yeah, we dressed up, like, nicely. We didn't dress up in, like...
Oh, darn, you didn't wear, like, costumes.
No,
but
they... Oh, that's a bummer.
You looked fabulous.
So you think Symphony, nice. You need to dress up and kind of wear, like, your nicer clothes. We were probably the nicest dressed couple there. That being said, I mean, everybody brought, like, their kids to this, which I thought was really cool. First of all, you're bringing your kids to a symphony and they get to hear really good music. But on top of that, like, they were dressed up as the Luke and the Leias and the
That's
Darth Vaders.
Cute.
And I loved that. It made me
want to... And a Jawa?
Yo, a lot of Jawas. Yes, you could actually meet a Jawa, which was cool. But I like that they brought their kids. And on top of that, I wanted to go home and change into my Jedi clothes. I was like, oh, I wear way overdressed.
Oh, let's go cosplay,
I can't
babe.
Wait to go home and change into my stormtrooper outfit.
I wanted to bring my lightsaber.
A little short to be a stormtrooper, right?
Oh,
that's a line from the movie, Katie. All right, guys, it's time for your Mix 100 sports report really quick. This story out this morning talking about pickleball courts across the Denver Metro continuing to see record demand, with the parks departments reportedly struggling to keep up with the requests for more court space. Neighborhoods also are fighting with the city because of noise complaints coming from the pickleball that has become so extremely popular. It's definitely moved from a retirement hobby to a full cultural takeover.
Yeah. Well, and
everybody's playing it.
What's, I think, upsetting to a lot of people who have been outside, who've been playing outside, is it is taking over the outdoor hockey rinks. Mm-hmm. A lot of basketball courts are being taken over by pickleball courts. Mm-hmm. And I think that that is where the frustration lies, is it's like, find your own court, homie. Like,
exactly,
you ain't got to
right?
take ours, you know? Like,
yeah.
Come on.
And it's not just the elderly out there trying to get some exercise. They say it's for full-on young professionals,
oh, yeah.
couples, families, and entire friend groups that are organizing these pickleball leagues, and they're training like they're going to play it in the Olympics.
I know.
So, I know. Baby Nana, your daughter's doing
yes.
it, right?
And it's a little easier to do than, like, full-on tennis or, you know, something like yeah. that. So I
right.
can see why
you
everybody...
You can just stand there and swing.
Well, no, everybody like... And it is fun to do, but I think that, yeah, there just needs to be a little bit of, you know, like, let's get a... Some kind of rules, some regulations when it comes to what kind of courts you can take. We should.
A pickleball czar.
Pickleball czar. The pickle czar.
Yeah.
What are we going to call him?
The pickle czar.
He's the
pickle czar. That's perfect.
P-czar. That's my dog P-czar over there. Pickle czar.
Yeah. So yeah. I do think maybe some rules and regulations can help. But yeah. I understand, like, it's a fun thing to play.
It
really
is.
You know?
It is.
I get it.
From pickleball to the boulder, Josh.
Yes. Over the weekend, actually yesterday, the largest event happening in Boulder, as over 130,000 people
wow.
strolled, ran, walked, crawled their way up there for the massive Boulder 10K. 53,000 participants and then 80,000 spectators, made their way up there for the annual Boulder race. And I love looking at the times for the international pros that are the ones that come from all over the world.
Oh, yeah.
And
they
want to finish this race
They're
as
serious.
Fast as possible.
I love off the air. Josh was reading the times. He's like, oh, my God, they finished this in 10 minutes.
See, that's the thing. I was like, how did he do this so quickly?
6 miles in 10 minutes?
I was like, this guy's freaking driving. Yeah. What is going on? No, so Patrick Kiptoo Kiprop, I hope I'm pronouncing
love
that correctly.
Him. Yeah.
He was the first overall finisher with 28:35, which is still under a half hour running 6 miles-ish. That is unbelievable.
That's a sprint, man.
You're literally sprinting for 6 straight miles. I can't imagine doing that. I mean, Katie, you're the runner here, and you like to run all the time. What's your fastest mile?
I'm like 11 minutes and 30 seconds on my mile, so I'm
See,
not
and that's a
sprinter.
Lot of huffing and puffing.
Oh my God!
And then she lays
breathe.
In the grass.
I do.
Oh my God!
Not for like a whole song. I gotta catch my breath.
Oh my
I'm not
God.
Kidding. So I am just so impressed with people who can do this boulder.
Well, yeah, and it's one of those things. There's the international, the pros, but then there's also just the normies, us out there, and they can walk it or run it or stop
Hard
at every
pass.
Beer station on the way there.
So we were watching some of the coverage on the TV, and you know they had everybody lining up there at the starting line, starting gate, or whatever you call it. Nicole's like, we got to get back. Up there, just take the kids and go do this. And then they said go, and there was, you know, thousands of people running. And I looked at her, I was like, I don't want to be a Debbie Downer, but I was like, there's no chance in hell that I'm gonna go up there. This looks horrible.
Yeah,
I was like, look at this crowd right now. Everybody's probably in their 20s. She's like, well, there's one bald guy. I was like, there's one guy on the screen out of about 4,500 people that they're showing.
Yeah,
every one of them's in their 20s. I go, I'm not doing this.
Well,
I'm not going to go do this. I'm like, look at the crowds. Look at the ages of everybody. And I'll go, now try to go find a porta potty in that mess.
I know.
Oh, you're screwed.
That's
yeah.
the thing. There are ages the whole range.
I know. She told me the different ways.
There is. Well, and even that, like I saw there's like someone in their 90s who's competed in a boulder every year since she was like, you know, whatever. So there is an entire range of people who do it.
It's not
you know?
For me.
Yeah.
I go into full dad mode. I'm like, look at that crowd.
Yeah.
Look at where all the porta potties are. You know there's not enough.
Yeah.
And parking.
Well, parking and also like people when they're doing that, everyone's in their own little world. So imagine 60,000 people running in their own little world. What could happen?
Again, I won't be a Debbie Downer. I get it. I get the appeal. I get the excitement.
And to say you did it. Like, that's the thing.
And to say you did it, she's done it.
Yeah.
Finishing at Folsom Field, that's pretty
cool.
She's
done it. She's ran in. She got her beer and her hot dog and all that crap. But for me, I'm like, let's go walk Park Meadows.
That's more your speed.
That's more my speed, I think. I didn't watch a second of this weekend, but people are talking about it online, the American Music Awards.
Oh, yeah.
I guess Billy Idol came out at the end of it and just blew the roof off the place. Unfortunately, viewers had to wait about 3 hours to see Billy. But the good news is this morning you can find all the recaps on the socials. Anyway, he accepted a Lifetime Achievement Award and closed out the show with two songs, Eyes Without a Face and Dancing With Myself. And the crowd was just on their feet moving like crazy. No question, dude still has it.
Oh, yeah.
Still has
it. I love that for him. So I got to interview him
not
too long ago.
That's right.
I got to go backstage at Red Rocks and talk to him in like the most iconic place.
Still looks good, too.
Insane. But he was such a down-to-earth guy for being the level of rock star that he is and the things that he's seen and done. He still just like looked at me the entire time we talked. A lot of artists, like, you know, they're busy. They got other things going on. They're not really paying attention to you, but I swear he and I were the only two people on the entire planet.
You had a moment.
And there were two other people in the room with us, and he's still like, I felt like he and I were one.
KD.
So, whoa. Yeah.
He's like, I was in the wedding singer, KD.
I know, and that's what I said. I was like, I loved you in the wedding singer.
Yes, I know.
The best.
I know. Greatest movie
of
all time.
But he appealed to a whole new generation because of that.
Absolutely.
So, good on Billy Idol for making waves today.
What else happened? I mean, it was Billy Idol, and then 1998 exploded. Hootie and the Blowfish were there.
What?
New Kids on the Block. The Pussycat Dolls.
I saw that.
What the? What is going on? What's that nostalgia thing, I think, going on in the retro feel? So maybe that's why they did it. Keith Urban was there and did a version of Seals and Crofts' classic Summer Breeze. That's going back to the 70s, isn't it? Anyway, Bieber was there, won Best Male Pop Artist. Sabrina won Best Female Pop Artist.
I love that.
And, I know parents everywhere love this song. Golden from the K-pop Demon Hunters won Song of the Year.
It better.
Yeah, it did.
I mean, it better.
It better.
Jeez.
As much as it is played.
They should play it more.
This weekend, The Mandalorian and Grogu won the box office with a solid $100 million. But even though it made that much, the critics and the Star Wars franchise people, the Disney people, are saying it's basically a flop.
Yeah, everyone hates it.
I saw it. I liked it.
Did you?
They say
it
still end up being the worst opening for a Star Wars movie in the Disney era. I was reading an entire thing about this weekend, and they are just really pointing to fan fatigue with Star Wars. Like, everybody's just kind of burnout on it.
Yeah.
And everything that they're releasing is just kind of ho-hum. Like, they're just throwing crap out,
you know,
throwing
what's a,
slop.
What's a bummer about that is I remember watching some behind-the-scenes footage from the old Star Wars, like the Lucas days, the George Lucas days, and they would train and work on things for years leading up to actual filming. Now it just feels like they throw it out every 3 weeks. You know, they throw out some new Star Wars.
It's
and you're
slop.
Right. And look, I'm like the number one fan of Star Wars, but it is fatigue. You're spot on there.
Yeah. and then I get to play this for you.
Yes!
Talk about nostalgia.
I don't think I'll ever make it on time.
General Mills is bringing Saved by the Bell characters from the halls of Bayside High to the cereal aisle. They're going to be throwing the characters up on Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Cheerios, Lucky Charms. The list goes on and on. With Zach Morris, Kelly Kapowski, Slater, Jesse. Screech is not on my list. I don't know. There was that whole adult film industry thing.
I get it, but he's like a huge
Minor
part
details.
Of that franchise. You can't just forget
you
about
what?
Him. I know he's passed and made
Do your
rest,
own research.
But
I hope Screech is on
there.
Anyway, they're really pushing the box tops for education. Remember that? They've been doing that for like 30 years where you could mail in the box tops of these cereal boxes and General Mills would donate to schools. Like over the past 30 years, I think they've done something like $1 billion for schools. And this is just kind of a re-energizing of that program, and they're throwing all the Saved by the Bell characters on it. Because, I mean, that oozes school, right?
Do you remember? I had Ziploc bags full of those box tops. Like, so many box tops.
Yeah, I remember doing that, and you'd go to your teacher.
Like, I'd go to my grandma's house and get her box tops.
We did that, too.
Yeah. Like, she saved the box tops for us.
You went to Katie's grandma's house?
Yes.
Wow.
For years.
Wow. Yeah, she's a big fan of Josh.
I'm excited about that. More Kelly Kapowski.
Yeah.
That's what I'm
saying.
What's
going
on locally?
Okay, remember when we talked about that car parking garage that, you know, it was it sunk in, remember?
Oh,
back
yeah,
in like
yeah,
March
yeah.
this happened. So that parking garage collapsed down in the downtown area. There are still cars in there from that. I know. So the parking garage owner says it's unsafe to remove the cars that are close to where the actual garage collapsed. So that's why some of them are still there. But the people who own their cars are kind of out of luck at the moment. So a woman named Michelle, she was the source of this story, but she is dealing with that reality. And she says her Lexus is one of the cars that are stuck in this parking garage. And she says she still has to make her car payment. Well, it's up there since March, still paying for insurance, and she has to pay for a rental car. Here's the thing. The person who owns that parking garage is out of Florida, and they're not helping people a whole lot. So she says she's got like emails and phone calls into this parking garage owner to try and do something with her car. She's not getting any kind of communication back for
him. That's
got to
be so frustrating.
I know. Could you imagine?
I don't want to imagine.
I know.
That.
And she says she's
I'd be calling the strong arm. Where's
like,
Frank Azar?
Exactly. Even with her own insurance, like she's not, because they're trying to deal with the company's insurance, obviously.
Yeah,
the
I saw the story.
Garage.
It's like, it's just not safe to go back in there and get these cars, so they're trying to figure out how to get them out.
Yes, but in the meantime,
without the whole place collapsing.
Yes, but this person who does not have a car,
she doesn't have a car,
and she doesn't even know her insurance can't move forward without the person
the
who owns
fine.
The parking garage. Yeah, so they're like, we're not gonna pay for a car if it's not totaled out.
Well, yeah.
And the parking garage owner's like, well, I'm not gonna do anything until my insurance. So it is such a cluster.
Man.
We feel for the people dealing with it. But yeah, that's the latest as far as that one. And then a good story because Yelp's Elite Top 100 Barbecue in the USA list came
out. Now you got me.
Yes. So we do have a spot in Colorado that made the top 25. Avery Barbecue in Boulder was the highest on the list. I don't know if you're...
I got to try it. I haven't had it.
I love barbecue. So as soon as I saw that one, I also was like, yes, please. We have a few closer to home, too, further down the list.
I've been to the Avery Brewing Company.
Have you? Oh, Avery Brewing with the beer. Okay, yes.
I've had that. Oh,
have
my
you?
God, if I scroll back in my Instagram, there's probably a picture of it.
Okay.
I have had that barbecue sandwich with the fries. That's a solid sandwich.
Okay, so you agree. It's
that place
belongs.
Is a must. If you're up in Boulder, go to the Avery Brewing Company and get yourself a cold one and some of their barbecue.
There you
They've
go.
They've got the smokers outside and everything, so you can smell it as you're walking up.
Yeah.
That place is money.
Well, Yelp readers will agree with you there.
That's good.
So that is number 25 on the list. We have further down Uncle Henry in Denver.
Uncle Henry.
That's ranked at number 40. And then we also have Scooter's Smokehouse Barbecue.
Scooter!
Coming in at number 97. So
did everyone just visualize a dog dragging their butt across the carpet? That's the only thing I think of
no.
when you say Scooter.
when
really?
I'm thinking of barbecue, my mind's elsewhere.
Sorry,
but,
Scooter.
In case you're wondering, number one on that list
Tell
is
me now.
All the way in Phoenix, Arizona.
Oh, come on.
Lil Miss Barbecue
nah.
is the name of that
Go to
joint,
Avery.
In case you want to check it out. But time for one more?
Give me one more quick.
One quick one is the shuttle from Denver to Red Rocks that started up this past weekend. So there's a couple of them. West Tracks is the free service, and that gets you from the Jefferson County Government Center all the way to Red Rocks. And then you have another one that is a paid one, the Discover Denver Tours. That's a Red Rocks shuttle, a two-hour round trip from Union Station to Red Rocks, and that's geared more towards tourists and couples who just want a quick trip to see Red Rocks before coming back to the city. But again, that one is going to cost you money, where West Tracks is the free service they're offering. And both of those just kicked off this last weekend.
Right
so
on, right
there
on.
There you go. Ride the shuttle this summer. There's my high hype, Jer.
Thank you, Katie.
You're welcome.